This is your Northwest Report for Wednesday, February 1st. I'm David Sparks, and as I said yesterday, the Northwest has been deluged with protests over the president's recent move on immigration. Here's Congressman Mike Simpson's spokesperson, Nikki Wallace, on President Trump's executive order on admissions to the United States.
Congressman Simpson said the president is fulfilling his duty and promise to evaluate the screening process for those attempting to enter our country to ensure that those individuals are indeed safe and pose no threat to us. However, the administration could have and should have disseminated the details and enforcement guidelines of the executive order in a more effective manner to minimize the unintended consequences of this change in policy. I am glad to see that the administration has already taken steps to clarify these guidelines, and I hope all other errors in implementation of this order will be immediately addressed.
As we all know, essentially every agricultural operation in the country relies on foreign and immigrant labor. Would Congressman Simpson agree that this could, in effect, jeopardize agriculture?
I know that Congressman Simpson has repeatedly said, we need this workforce. We need to be able to make them, whether we do a green card status or what, but we need to secure our border and be able to have a legal workforce in our country.
In related news, the Trump administration is considering a 20% tax on Mexican imports to finance a border wall, and that has U.S. farm groups worrying about retaliation and possibly losing a major foreign market for rice, wheat, dairy, pork, and many other ag commodities.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.